Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and WNST.net. We're live on Radio Row, all of it brought to you by our friends at LifeBridge Health Sports Medicine Institute and Foundry Row in Owings Mills. We'll be talking more with the docs next week, as well as our friends at Royal Farms, and I'm out of coffee, but I'm fully caffeinated because I need that for a guy like this. The heavyweight champion of the world, we welcome Deontay Wilder back onto the pro. What's going on, man? You come out of your shell, man. Remember a couple years ago, we didn't have all this going on now.
Hey, everywhere I'm getting a lot of, I remember a couple of years ago stories.
Well, I mean, you came as a younger guy. You're a lot more comfortable doing this than maybe
sure.
You were a few years ago,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, most definitely. I definitely had a lot of practice from over the years, you know.
Sure.
And I enjoy hitting the back in the day stories because they allow me to let me know how far I've came a long way, you know. My grind, my hustle, you know, everything about me, you know, just not giving up, just still speaking things in existence and believing that it's going to happen, and I'm receiving it all, you know. I'm walking in my manifestation right now, so I'm blessed,
man. You sounds like you do some mental clarity work here, man. You meditating, you doing some yoga, what are you doing, man?
I'm still doing the meditation, you know. I always use visualization with meditation, you know. Meditation definitely is a form of relieving stress, making yourself calm, relax, you know, is a very, very pleasant thing that I use.
How'd you discover that? Who turned you on it? Because, I mean, that's a point in my life, too, where relaxing and being focused on what you want to do,
exactly.
In any line of work, whatever you do is important.
There you go. That's the key point. Any line of work. It necessarily had to be one specific
gotta
thing.
Got to have a strategy.
Exactly. And I got introduced into it in 2007. 2008.
You're a young man then. How old were you then?
Yeah, I'm 33.
So how were you then? So you were 21 years old.
Yeah, about 22. Somewhere up in there. 20,
all right.
Yeah, somewhere up in there. During the Olympics time.
Okay.
You know,
All right.
So
good.
We had one of the women's, I forgot what her title was, but she introduced us. She made us lay out on a mat, and she was telling us about meditation and getting our mind right through visualization, visualizing ourselves, you know, running a course, doing something, just like boxing, you know, visualizing ourselves with the opponent, being successful, succeeding, you know, understanding everything we need to do to get to accomplish the mission. And, you know, I took it very seriously. A lot of the guys probably, you know, brush it off and go, you know, meditation.
Well, anything,
you know,
that's new, where, you know, first off, you're trying to evaluate it, see whether it's for you,
exactly.
Whether you're comfortable doing it, and what the value would be of it, right?
Most definitely.
And once you find value in anything, right, you're a fool not to go back to it.
There you go. There you go. And I'm one of those guys that wasn't a fool. Still use it to this day. And it helped me out. Not only just in my career, but also in life, everyday life, you know what I'm
saying?
What's
next fight for you, man?
Next fight for me, looking like we're going to be late April, early May, having a rematch with Fury. It was an amazing fight the first time. We're going to come back and do it again the second time. I don't believe in no ties, you know. I'd rather receive a loss than a draw, you know. In this sport, this is a gladiator sport, and we got a lot of pride in what we do, and it can't be no draws around here, you know. It's just like the Wild Wild West. We draw, somebody got to go. Somebody old has to go.
give me your training regimen now as a 33-year-old that would be different than maybe when I met you 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Oh, man. You know,
I'm sure people are coming at you with all sorts of milkshakes and this, and try this technique and that technique,
yeah.
And these gloves and that glove, and these shoes, and you know, do jump rope, and they're bringing your Rocky technique. Seriously,
yeah, for real, you ain't lying.
I'm sure if I sat here with 10 different boxers, everybody would have a different way. Hey, I work out at night. I work out in the morning.
Yeah.
So for you, what does your life look like now? What's the best way for you?
Once I'm in camp, you know, I hate getting up in the mornings, and once you're in camp,
okay.
I hate it. And that's why I say, you know, in this sport, it's about blood, sweat, and tears. You have to sacrifice a lot.
But do you create your schedule, or does somebody say, you're getting out of bed at 6 o'clock in the morning?
They give me options.
Okay.
I don't have no choice but to get up in the morning, so they give me options of time. I like, all right, so I pick different options of time. Sometimes we can go at 7 in the morning. Sometimes we can go at 9. You know, so I always choose the 9. Give me 30 more minutes. Let's go 9:30. So we getting up, you know, in the morning is always strength and conditioning and cardio. cardio as well. Then, you know, after that, getting something, you know, well, of course you wake up, get something in the body, you know, get it going, you know, some type of breakfast or something like that. I'm sure, because I wasn't a person that
what do you eat in the morning?
Breakfast. I like waffles and sausage. You know, sometime biscuits dipped in honey.
How you going to be the heavyweight champ eating like that? Come on, man. We got to get you some lean proteins, man.
You know, we had the proteins. We had the shakes and stuff like that.
Do you see what Tom Brady does? The TB12, have you studied that a little bit?
No, I didn't have.
Now, that's an incredible. I mean, I've looked it up because I do yoga and, you know, I try to stay. I'm 50. I try to stay in good shape, you know, and eat right and all that. But so I'm always looking for not an edge because I'm going to be the heavyweight champ, but just feeling good.
Yeah.
And I discovered, like, oats in the morning, fresh berries in the morning. That's how the last 10 years it's managed to get my metabolism going, you know.
Especially oatmeal. Oatmeal is great. I love oatmeal.
Brady talks about pliability, you know, so to not get injured.
Yes.
And whatever the hell he's doing, we better be paying attention to it, right?
Right.
I mean, literally, all these Super Bowls, I mean, this guy's, we talk about premium athlete here. I keep looking at Tom Brady,
The
picture on the wall. But what he's done is taken a whole different level of science to this as a quarterback.
Yeah, you know, but, you know, through time and through age, you know, the older you get, the more you try to, you know, break the body down and realize and try to understand what I need to put in my body. You know, because the older your body becomes, the slower it starts to be able to produce certain things, and it's just like with the healing process. Your body is not going to heal as fast as it did maybe 10 years ago or 20 years ago when you were younger. But it's you know, when you get older, you need those certain things. You need to exercise.
When you get older, what happens when you get older? What happens when you get older?
You need, when you get older, you know, you start worrying about more about your health. You eat healthier. You know, you start doing things that'll give you a healthier lifestyle and stuff like that. Now, when we young, you know, I'll cheat quickly with pizza and Pepsi and get away with it, you know. But in camp, I'm always doing the right things. I'm always staying dedicated to it. I'm always staying disciplined. And that's why I'm always the more athletic guy, more mobile, more hostile, and have more energy. That's why my power also carries on, not only through the first, but through the 12th rounds.
How would you do against this guy?
We don't know. You know, people always ask that. You know, it was, you know, Holyfield is one of the best that came up in this era and time, you know.
Alabama's finest year.
Man, I love it.
I looked you guys up, and I didn't realize you both were born in Alabama. Man. Vander Holyfield, welcome.
Yes.
Good to see you again. I've been doing this 26 years at Super Bowl, and this is truly a thrill for me. When I found out that I could get the two of you together and put it together, first thing I said is, do they get along? Because I don't want to be in the middle of that, man. So, you know, I would think growing up, this was your guy.
I love it, Vander, man. You know, he overcome so many adversity in his career. You know, they didn't want to respect him as a champion because Mike Tyson was the man that that overshadowed everything, even when he lost and stuff, and he came back and redeemed himself. It was always by something about the Southern Boys. We always had to come and show ourselves. Show up, but not only show up, but show out, and he did that, and then he started to get respect. You know, I love that he's from Alabama, and me being from Alabama, because that's home is where the heart is, you know. Although he couldn't start his career in Alabama because we didn't have no commission, and I made it my business to get that for that simple fact. I'm like, man, we have so many great talents here. We have so many people that can do so many great things. Let me get the commission here so you know, we won't have to travel. Everybody can't afford to just get up and travel like that. And, you know, that was an inspiration for me to get this commission. Not only Vander, but Joe Louis and Ernie Shavers is from Alabama as well, too. Some people don't even know that.
Even Barkley, although he fights with different people. Vander, how are you?
I'm great.
Well, what are you doing here other than hometown ambassador? When I think of Atlanta, I think of you in a real deal, right?
Okay, I'm here with the certified Angus beef, you know, so.
Okay.
Bring me some food. You know, I've seen these guys all morning. He and I were just talking about diet. Literally, when you walked up, I said to him, is your diet different at 33 or whatnot? And we got chefs walking around here at 10 o'clock in the morning giving us beef jerky. Is the champ allowed to have beef jerky? I'm not sure. How you doing, Chef?
I'm great. Protein packed, I'm sure, is what they're doing. This is the week about bringing the best of the game, and these guys are the best in the ring, and that's what certified Angus beef brings, is the best of the Angus breed.
Well, I am guilty as charged. I had certified Angus beef last night here in Atlanta, Georgia, so I'm
lucky
eating well.
You.
Every day I begin here with grits. Every day ends with either bread pudding, banana pudding, peach. You got to get out of here. You can't stay champion here. I don't know how you did
that. That sounds good to me.
Now, your boy's playing as well. I want you to talk about football, but you're both both of you guys love football. I see Deonta here every year. I've had you on in previous years. You were going to Super Bowl as a fan. You sat in my section in Minnesota many years ago. But you love football.
And, yes, I do.
And your children excel.
I play football. I play football. And I was just a late bloomer. So when I graduated from high school, I weighed 147 pounds. I'm about 5'9". I was a late bloomer. Mm. My son wasn't, though. My son, he was huge when he graduated. I'm like, he weighed 210 when he got out of high school.
What position did he play?
He was running back.
Running back. Oh, nice.
See, people see him, and he's 6'7" walking through here. They think you're LeBron. Like, you walk through, they think you're a basketball player. I mean, fighting a guy at his size, it's a whole different thing fighting a bigger guy,
it is,
right?
It is, because you know what? They got more leverage and all that. And it ain't good to say they got the advantage, because it's something you could do they can't do.
That's right.
But they could do something that you can't do. It's who fight their game.
Well, I remember every time one of your fights would come on, they put the tail of the tape, the reach. You would always have to reach, right? Deontay Wilder, Evander Holyfield here. We're doing beef jerky. We're doing the champ. We got two fighters here from Alabama, but also two guys who wore red, white, and blue. I did a little research because I knew I'd have you guys over. Both of you fought for the United States of America.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, it was definitely a precious moment in my time. You know, I was just excited just to make the team. You know, coming from where I came from, making the Olympics team in a year and a half. You know, they always say I came out of nowhere because my name wasn't on the list when they had that list. For the Americans who they wanted to represent, Deontay Wilder was far and beyond that list, you know.
And, Evander, you had a whole different trip back in the day, 80 and 84, and what happened to you in 84?
Yeah, because, you know, it's pretty much I wasn't the guy that's supposed to make the Olympic team either. Mm. But that's what they said. Right?
There you go. You know,
but I think Sugar Ray told me that, too, about 76. I mean, everybody felt like an underdog to make that team,
well,
right?
Well, I was saying, so that was the biggest highlight of my career, making an Olympic team, because when they said – and representing the Olympic team, then they say, Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, I was happy because Womack was the reigning amateur world champion. He had just knocked out the Cuban. They had just knocked out the Russian. So Howard Cosell thought he was the guy that's going to go. But I had to beat him 2 times in a row. And I beat him on the Saturday. Then I beat him on the Sunday.
You guys being from this part of the world, have a Super Bowl in Atlanta. I think you were with us in 99. I know I met Muhammad Ali, and there was a fight going on. It might have been involving you, but Ali sat in the media center. The only time I ever met him was in Atlanta over at the Hyatt right here downtown.
Yeah.
And the whole media gathered that week to watch Ali watch a fight. In the media center. So I when I think of Atlanta, I think of Ali lighting the torch. I think of you. I mean, the Super Bowl being here, though, it stopped the city, right? I mean, this is a big deal down here. It only happens once a generation.
Right. And, you know, the thing is that we got a new stadium.
It's beautiful.
Which is, everybody's going to get a chance to see the game good. Because you got to look up and see the screen.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You watch it a little bit, then you look back up and see everything crystal clear. Not a bad spot.
Mm. Chef, thanks for coming by. Evander, always a pleasure to see you.
Thanks, guys.
I'm over the decades. This guy, I was out covering some fights in Vegas. This guy's been everywhere, man. I mean, a real ambassador for your sport.
Oh, most definitely. And he's keeping strong, you know. Good mentor.
Deontay, always good, man. Thanks for making time for us. Wilder, Evander Holyfield, the chef is here as well. The beefsteak strips. You're leaving these behind, right, Chef?
Yeah.
All right, making sure here. We're live on Radio Row. It's all brought to you by our friends at LifeBridge Health Sports Medicine Institute and Foundry Row in Owings Mills. I'm Nestor. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, and WNST Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore sports.